In today's episode, Drew asks, what's your take on Alexa versus Google Home? Two different takes. One, as a consumer, certainly you want to choose the smart assistant that matches the ecosystem you are the biggest participant in. So if you have Amazon Prime and you have Amazon Music and all these the different services there, then obviously you choose an Amazon device. If you are much more tied into the Google ecosystem, you choose your Google device. It's pretty straightforward. For use cases, if you're going to use the device for things like education and search, it is 100% Google. Amazon's search is appalling and profoundly unhelpful. If you are going to be doing things like commerce, obviously having the ability to have Alexa dropship things to your house is the way to go. So it really depends on use case on the consumer side. For the marketer, the question is a little more nuanced and a little more interesting. It depends on who your audience is. If your audience is in the Amazon ecosystem as consumers, then obviously it makes sense to go there. And the market share right now, I'm taking a look here, looks like it's about 2-1 still, where twice as many consumers have Alexa devices as they do Google Home devices. But Google critically has something that Amazon does not. Google has a smartphone base. Thanks to Android. And so the number of people who can use the Google Assistant overall is substantially larger. So that said, when you're developing branded skills for these platforms, Amazon has skills and Google has what are called actions. They are different. They are different in terms of the ability to do things like development, versioning, and stuff like that. If you are a B2C crowd, I would definitely say that prioritizing development on Alexa would make the most sense, because again, it's the end consumer crowd. If you are heavily invested already in things like search engine marketing and search engine optimization, it is relatively trivial to use that experience to help cross over on Google Home when coming up with actions and things like that for the Google Home device to take. Google Home, particularly now that it has screened devices with screens, that gives it access to things like YouTube, which if you're already publishing content like this on YouTube, it is a trivial step to get that content to show up on a screened device. Google's home devices have been shipping since March of 2018, I think, but their official Google branded devices just started shipping at the end of October 2018. If your customers interact with your brand via rich media, I would argue that Google's device is a little bit easier for a marketer to use. If you have a podcast and you're not listed with Google Podcasts, you're missing a massive opportunity, because Google Home and its all the smart assistants connect to the Google Podcasts directory. And so you can say, hey, Google, play the latest episode of Marketing Over Coffee, or hey, Google, play the latest episode of In-Ear Insights. And it will obviously go through the podcast directory, find those things, fish them out, and start playing audio for you. Some folks have taken to making branded skills that you can install on either platform. And I think that's a perfectly fine idea. I don't know if it's the best use of your time if you don't have a lot of budget to do that, because developing a skill is no different than developing something like a mobile app. It requires programming experience. It requires you to put together a smart backend. The SDKs, the software development kits that exist for these platforms, are good for assembling simple stuff, but if you want to have a rich conversational bot, for example, you need to hook into one of the machine learning platforms. And IBM, you can hook into Watson Assistant, you can hook into Google's cloud platform, AWS, etc. One of the interesting points that a developer on Medium made was that your chat platform, your conversational platform, should not be tied to any one ecosystem. You should have that code abstracted and running somewhere else, and then use the relevant SDKs to connect to your chat platform. But that way your chat platform uses its own machine learning and can power Alexa, can power Google, can power a chatbot on your website, can power a social media chatbot. So you want to have that abstracted a level up from, and as opposed to building something custom only for each platform. You want to have that logic and that investment be spread across multiple different locations. So there's a lot of things to consider when you're looking at how do you want to work with a smart assistant environment. One thing I would say, if you want to get started relatively easy, again, make sure that you're listed. If you've got a podcast already, make sure that you're listed in all the relevant podcast systems. If you use a hosting company like Libsyn, for example, they can post your podcast to these different directories that will get indexed by Google Home and I believe by Alexa as well. And can push to an Alexa skill for your podcast. So to the extent that you can leverage the media you're already creating, that's probably the easiest way to get into that environment and get people listening to what you have to say. The chatbot stuff, a little bit harder. And then for the screened devices, one of the serious drawbacks of Amazon is that it cannot access YouTube. Google has blocked it, and they have their own little walled gardens and stuff. So there's no simple way to get your video content directly onto an Alexa device the way you can on a Google device. So that's something worth considering as well. If you're already publishing video, it's probably going to be on the Google side. So good question, tough question. And the ecosystem is, as everyone knows, rapidly evolving. There is, it's estimated by Canalys marketing that by 2022, in 4 short years, you may be looking at anywhere from 300 to 400 million of these devices, possibly more depending on if the price points keep coming down and the features keep getting more distributed. With Amazon's announcement about the Echo Drive, the ability for the device to sit in your car, would not surprise me to see Google come out with an equivalent device very shortly as well. That will continue to change contexts, but think about how people use these devices. Audio is probably your best bet because people can listen and do something else. So if there's a device in the kitchen, if there's a device in the car, treat it like podcasting and have content that is great, that is worth listening to, and that is something that people can tune into while they multitask with something else. So great question. As always, please leave comments in the comment boxes and subscribe to the newsletter and the YouTube channel. Talk to you soon. Take care. Want help solving your company's data analytics and digital marketing problems? Visit trustinsights.ai today and let us know how we can help you.